I've been looking at a man's underwear. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Pictures of a man's singed underwear right there on my computer screen. And so this is the battlefield upon which the history of our era will be decided. The tanks and battleships of the past have been replaced by the crotch bomb. I'll tell you this much. Until airports get those body scan machines, working for the TSA is about to get a lot less appealing. Well, it's a thankless job, even under the best circumstances. And my hat goes off to them, along with my jacket, my shoes, and probably, at some point, the underwear. But here's a fundamental question that nobody seems to be asking. Just why are these underwear pictures on the internet at all? Maybe it's all a very clever disinformation campaign, and the bomb was never in his underwear. It was stuffed up his nostrils. But if not, then publishing actual pictures of the misfired bomb is like giving Al-Qaeda a troubleshooting guide. Ah, the tinfoil was wrapped counterclockwise instead of clockwise. We won't make that mistake again. Why are we seeing pictures and hearing how it was placed and what it contained so they can get it right the next time? I mean, it's all very interesting, but being that we're just the passengers, we really have no use for that kind of information. Whereas I'm absolutely certain that the bad guys have already downloaded the highest resolution photos they can find so they can improve the design. And am I the only one who recalls that those body scanning machines were supposed to be on the way years ago? What happened? Maybe the senator representing the scanning machine lobby can insist on installing them in exchange for voting yes on the final health care bill. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.